So be free, just flow.
Yeah, just flow, man. Okay. It's going, man. So Wagwan, this is wow.
You guy, my guy. This is the first episode. Of the realest niggas ever. Rastas. The fucking Rastas. Don't forget the D.
Yeah.
My guy.
The Rastas.
So it's
Rastas,
my guy. Man. It's my guy Alex there.
And we have Enos there.
What's up?
Hey.
Wagwan.
How you guys doing, man? Hope you're doing well. Man, wait, Enos, man. Start on your story, man. So, wait. Before we get you into this story, we need to talk about that. This is about talking about, like, people with dreads who've been caught by cops, right? So let's just get into it, man. So Enos, man.
What's up, my guy?
Yeah, man, go into it, man.
So you guy, man. There are time. It was my nigga's first year when you say you, man. Alex, Wagwan, man. That day, man, we had to go get some food, man. The latest hours, my guy. Remember? What time was it?
Just like 1:30.
We're going fucking 2.
Yeah, it's going to 2 a.m.
Fucking 2 a.m., yeah, man.
Yeah.
So, so we step out this fucking gate, man.
No customers.
What?
Mm-hmm.
So we get out of the gate. The first thing we fucking see is the cops.
There's a white van looking at us. It's like,
You know, it's labeled. Private.
Private van.
This is a private van coming to us. Full light. Once you step out the gate like this, get to the road. My guy, what the fuck do you see?
Cops, too. APs, step out, man.
APs, you know they tell me. Wait, Rasta man. Unaenda wapi? Umetoka wapi? Ingia hapa sasa hivi. You know, I was running in my head right there. At that time. Where the fuck is my ID? My ID is right behind me. Where I'm from. The gate. Imagine the gate where I'm from. This is where I'm asking to get my ID from. Bro. This guy's told me, you know what? You got your ID? Get inside here.
Ingia tundani tu.
Ingia hapa, tunena na wewe sasa hivi.
Ingia tundani tu, tunena sasa hivi.
What?
Yup.
Bro. You know much I had in my pocket?
How much you have? It's even embarrassing for the audience, man. What? Wow, but anyway, no, wait. Wait for it. Atakwambia.
Sorry for the...
No. Yeah, wait, just keep continuing.
But anyway, sorry, man. You guys, I only heard a sock. We had to get food. Niggas gotta eat. You get me? Like, niggas gotta eat every fucking day.
And you had only 100 bob.
100 bob.
100 bob.
Shit. These guys actually took me on a ride with them. You know they fucking met on the road? Bro. We met a couple of people. Because I was like, yo, kijana, unaenda wapi? Toa ID. Kidogo, ID matolewa. Pop, ID matolewa. I'm just wishing in my head like, yo, get this motherfucker inside the van. Let's go with him. I'm like, what? Umse mashiliwa. I'm like, shit. Why did I have my ID? I didn't have my ID.
Yeah. Yep. So what did you do?
So this guy was let go. And that time, I left Aleki at the gate. So these guys actually walked to the food place. Where?
That's a crazy story, though. You know, explaining it right because you keep laughing though. But you need to keep a straight face.
I need to emphasize the seriousness. This scene was just too serious. Cause if I wasn't gonna get out of there with that soak that I had, my guy, I was gonna go inside, man. Kasarani police station at 2:30 a.m. You know those guys told me, "We kijana mvaka mabusu, ingia hapa." I know, I knew my fucking morning and my day was ruined like that. But anyway, moral of the story, once you have your dreads, get a license.
Get a license for that shit, man.
Please do, man.
Oh
my God.
But the other second time, like, I would remember I was getting caught by cops. Fuck. Oh my goodness. I didn't have dreads at that point in time.
Yeah, I know the time.
I remember being caught on that lane for TRM Drive.
Yes.
And it was like, I don't know what time it was. I think like 11 or 12 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
My phone was dead. These guys just kamatad me with that van.
From nowhere.
Me, I was just kamatad, but yeah, I was just done. What? So I'm in the van. I'm looking at these guys. These guys are like, "Kijana, lazima utoe do.
Yeah?
Lazima utoe pesa. Lazima utoe pesa." And I don't even know what happened in my mind that I had the audacity to say to these cops. And the APs, bear in mind, the APs. Mm-hmm. And I told these guys, I was like, "Hey, what? Unajua niko na iPhone sahi."
Yaani jamaa alikuwa na balls cut tano. Kuuliza, "Oh my P."
Sasa nikauliza, "Hey bana, nyia say mimi niko na iPhone. Simu imezimika. Phone iko kwa nini? Pesa iko kwa phone. So in case sasa unataka kunifunga, twende Kasarani, ucharge phone yangu, alafu sasa ni watoledo na mrudishe parliament." Mentor.
Yes, sir.
All of a sudden, no, sir, I'm not kasirika. Yani, ukijana anaweza fanya kitu gani? Anaweza fanya kitu gani? Hawanipigi. Wanashangaa.
Wanaongea tu.
Yani, umse anaweza fanya kitu gani? Clearly, umse anaweza fanya kitu gani?
Ranting, yani.
Yeah, we're the ranting like
that. Yes.
Ranting for days. Then so tunaelekea saa Kasarani police station. Tume stop hapo kidogo tu before nini?
Before your rounder.
Bado your rounder.
Acha.
Pull up kidogo. Yeah. Pull up kidogo. Mm. Palio ni iko.
Eh.
Yo ni.
Eh.
Jose iko.
Hey Jose wings hapo kabla ya render.
Hapo wali pull up. Hey, wakaingiza kapo lingine. Saa boy na demo wakaingia huko ndani, wakaingia boot.
Yes.
Hawa sana wameanza kuhandle saa vizuri. Wameanza kuhandle. Umse, saa huu mwingine anaanza kuhandle wose. Mi niko hapa tu, mi nimekaa tu ngumba. Mi nimeshow by the way. Banaka hakuna iPhone charger. Si unirudishe tu basi kwangu. Because mi naweza kuonyesha ID yangu na iko
Tobe. Iko Tobe
bana, si unishow tu. Mse akanyamaza. Ikafika point. Tumefika hapo saa before you get C.
Yeah.
Mse akafungua hiyo mlango. Akaniambia tu, "Kijana, get the fuck out of here."
You better take your fucking...
get the fuck out of here. With your dusty, with your iPhone, na sijui nini. And you better pray.
Yes,
usishikwe na karao ingine.
Yes, sir.
Katikati yo njia.
Yes,
bro, unajua venye nikimbia. Nilikimbia. Hey, hadi nilifika. Bro, what? Yo, you know, even having that audacity is just mad enough.
Bro.
What?
Whoever does that?
No one does that, man. Unless uko na gari. But me sina kitu. Simu yangu kwanza acha ni show.
Yes sir.
Hiyo mpesa balance yangu
ilikuwa
zero bana.
Wewe.
Na ilikuwa naongea trash.
Confidence iPhone. Ukiwa na iPhone. uma balls zako kwa mdomo hivi.
Yeah, I swear.
Uma balls zako kwa mdomo.
We. Sababu. Ay ay ay. We,
uko na zero afu simoke imezimika. Ndio uko na iPhone.
Ongea na kuachia. Ongea na confidence, yeah? By the way. Ongea na confidence.
Confidence bro. Fucking pays, my guy.
Tell me, so your story you can yourself. So bro.
Sasa kwa. Nukile time tulishia. Itongaji class. We said ya karibu na itongaji. Karibu na Mirema, Mirema Drive. Achana achana na Mirema Urava, Mirema Lane na Mirema Drive now. We said ya quest sasa.
Mhm.
Ile tunaamka asubuhi maana you got no kutoa lock. Nakumbuka ide.
No you now you remind me man.
Hiyo day bana. Previous day tumeondoka tumewaka mbaya. Tumetoka top face bana tumewaka tunataka kutoa tu lock.
Aha.
And then we had this guy. What's his name? Karanja.
Ah, Kuda.
Oh, Mr. Kuda.
Mr. Kuda.
Kuda Kudashi.
Kuda Kudashi. Ah, ay ay ay.
Cool guy.
Cool
but
guy.
But anyway,
cool guy. Shout out to Kuda.
Kuda, cool guy, man.
If you listen to this, man, if ever you listen to this, holla at us, man.
Cheers.
Love to have you, man. Cheers.
Oh, holla at my fuckers from Atlanta.
Ah. Sure.
What god?
Uh-huh.
So, we went to Quest, man. Fika Quest TV manze, Quest mfunguliwa. This is like at 10:30 fucking almost like 11. Went to Quest. Fika Quest napata mtu wa Quest anafungua Quest na sisi. Imagine ujamaa anafungua Quest juu yetu. So jamaa shafungua Quest TV.
Oh my goodness. That story. Oh my goodness. That story.
So this guy opens the liquor store. So like give us this drink. Ah, we're like what one? See, drink me fika.
Two bottles and we're good.
Well, fitty. We're like, give us some tumblers, my guy. Ah, we need to unlock right here. Ah, local colors made to lewe, man. So,
wow.
Us niggas being niggas, we had to unlock with tumblers. Little did we know.
APs were just pulling up.
APs were on the fucking corner, yeah, my guy.
Pulling up, man.
Nigga. Niggas pulled up, they're like, yo.
You say mnafanya nini?
Mko sawa?
Mko sawa.
All this was a big they said hi proper.
Hey, vituri.
You guys are chilling.
Mko sawa nini?
Okay, do you guys want to stand up? Or you guys want to sit down? So, Mr. Kudashi, my guy. If you're listening, this was you, man.
Mr. Kudashi,
I want to sit down.
Oh my goodness. Alisema he wants to sit down.
My nigga was like, yo man, I want to sit down, man. Oh, so us guys were like, shit.
Yeah.
That question's coming to us. So. Yeah. You guys were like, shit, bro. We need to think straight. So the nigga came to us. The APO was like, yo, where are you at? So my nigga here said his name was Alex. Alex, undak kachini. Alex was like, nah, man.
Acha nikae.
Nah, mister kusimama.
Acha
mimi nitakaa chini.
Mm.
Ah, so the man then came to me. Nigauchia lioning and shit. He was like, yo, where rasta?
Mm.
Ndoka chini, ndakusimama. I'm like, bro, mimi ndakusimama, mister kukaa chini. You know stories? You go.
Kaa chini mbaya.
Wewe kijana kaa chini bwana wewe.
Kaa chini mbaya. Wow.
Well, and that's when we knew we were fucked.
That's when we were fucked.
But that guy thought, destination fucking fucked.
That's what Ozyman says, destination fucked, man.
Clean.
That's when we were fucked, man.
And then,
hey.
Please continue, my guy.
Oh, me? Mm-hmm. I continue that story.
Continue, my guy, please.
Oh my god, man. Shit.
Just continue when you were when you fucking babbled with the fucking quarters in the car.
So anyway, we were put in the van. Van AP.
Land Cruiser.
Land Cruiser, sorry.
Yeah, Land Cruiser. Sure.
Yeah. We'll put in a Land Cruiser, three of us, plus you at two
cartons
of quarters.
24 each.
Mm. Za Blue Moon. Now I say 20. Hey, you can fuck a point that man's a kuambiwa, bro. Kappa, Tunaenda Central. Tunaenda Central. So you guys need to check your IDs.
Where?
Now, even beforehand, Enos doesn't even have his ID. Sam doesn't even have his ID, by the way. Nothing.
Sam doesn't have nothing.
Nothing.
Which is me, bro.
Yeah, nothing. Sam doesn't even have his ID. Karanja, who we're talking about, Karanja, doesn't even have his fucking ID as well.
He's
from US. And then he said that his ID is you. Where? Wow, cops didn't even want to listen to us. I swear. Wow.
Uneshi wapi?
So the asking us, hey, unaishi wapi? Unaishi Topis? Twende huko, tuchukue ID yako. Katumenda Central. Bro, at this point in time, tulikuwa tumeshikwa. Wait. Even before in time, by the way, we forgot to tell you. Tulikuwa tumeshikwa na nani? The guy who was selling us alcohol. Other wines and spirits. So he was with us.
Oh my god.
In the Land Cruiser.
Yes.
In the Land Cruiser.
That was the worker, right?
Yeah. The worker.
Mm-hmm.
So now he kept telling us, hey, bana nyo wase bana, si mfanye kazi bana. Nyo wase bana, si mjue venye mtaanza fanya. Si utroy it with you. Wah. That was the most stressful 3 hours of my life, bro.
And you know what? After all that, you got my guy who actually given back our drinks. And that day, we got drunk the whole day. And you know what? The next weekend...
We were back there.
Oh, the next weekend, we were again smashed. And we were smashed in terms of wanting to go get some more booze.
Yeah.
Where? Look at that, because I told you, Pato. Felipe. So we chucked Topaz. Once more. The weird hours and shit, like 3 to 30.
You know what? We should stop calling it. What did you say we're gonna call this thing?
Obs and cops.
The podcast itself.
Oh, the Rasters.
I know.
Yeah.
Drunken Rasters.
Drunken Rasters, fam. Yeah. Yo. Like, so as we leave Topaz. We were like three niggas, me, Patrick, and Alex.
Mm-hmm.
So as we leave to go get more booze, what? The first stretch. Let me call the stretch because I can't estimate the meters or the kilometers. Let me just say the first stretch worked, everything clean, my guy. So second stretch was so very nicely clean. So now we're pulling the last stretch to the booze den. As we're walking towards the finish line, there was a... What was that called?
It was a spatial.
So the spatial was just right there, parked. Lights off. So as we pull up close the car, I tell my niggas like, yo. There's something wrong with these motherfuckers. Why the fuck are they on the road with the lights off?
We need to go.
We need to go. So as we move forward,
they keep fuckers, following us.
No, this fuck. No. This is what happened, bro. Okumuki. We're talking about Nyumagari. Sha! Guns and shit. The MPs. Wrong one, the MPs.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you guys, where are your IDs? I'm a raster. I only learn once. I remove my ID. School ID, not my original ID, fam. So I remove my ID. Alex removes his ID. Patrick removes his ID. So they're like, yo, where you guys going? We're going to buy food. So, little do we know, we're left to go free. You guys, there's a place called, it's called H.O. You guys are actually gonna find out what the fuck that means.
Hey Cho, you need to find out what it means. But it's somewhere around Roysambu. Mm-hmm. So if you find out where that is, then you're a real nigga.
Yep.
So
it's 24/7, 365.
Yep. So
get your boots, get your grass, mm-hmm. get your enjoyment.
Check it out.
So continue, please, bro.
Shout out to Hideout.
Yeah.
Hideout.
So as we go on, so as we leave the cops, bro, we go to Hideout. As we reach Hideout, we're let in because we have to knock.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere we have to fucking knock.
H-O, man.
It's that district, man.
Mm.
You can't just enter there, man. So as we check in, you can hear these guys have a variety of shit. They have more rats, keg.
Now you know, like let me tell you for listeners right now.
Yeah.
What means for like what happens in HO is when you come there, it's either rats, keg. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
I've drunk enough keg. Or enough liquor you want. And also, if you want
the herbivorous type of smoke.
Yeah, on the side.
You get it from Hideout too, man.
Yeah, you can also get it there.
What? Bro. So, we ended there. Nini, you can get Pundani. The ambience is beautiful. Beautiful people.
There's no beautiful ambience there, man. Don't tell people that it's beautiful ambience. Because that's a lie. That's a lie.
Okay, that time. That's a lie. That time it wasn't beautiful. Sorry.
No, for the lies. No, but anyway.
Hey,
don't lie to me.
We ended up spending our whole morning
in there, man.
Yeah.
We left that place at like 6:30
Going to 7, bro. We actually went to Topaz. We reached Topaz. We're like, nah, we can't just sleep like this. We have to go back to Hideout and get more drinks.
We went back.
We bought Mzingas. Like how many Mzingas did you fucking get, bro?
No, we bought like 3 or 4 quarters.
Yeah. That's like two.
That's like a Mzinga and a half.
Yeah.
So we bought like a Mzinga and a half. Where? Kasema to Rudy Huko, bro. What?
At 8:30 a.m. Everyone was blacked out.
We were late. Like, no lie, we were late.
Late as a.
And let me now tell you, there's so many stories that we have to tell you guys.
So many.
But we should. Let me close this. And say, it's been a pleasure, you guys. So keep subscribing to us, because we're gonna put another link to the subscribe button. It's the Drunk Dreaded.
The Drunk Dreaded Masters, my guy.
So yeah, mm-hmm. So we're gonna keep doing that. So it's me. Let me log off. It's me, Alex.
Ah, your boy Sam, aka Enos.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Wagwan.
Mm-hmm.